Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio, 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that Odyssey app. It is 5:09, 87 degrees here on this Thursday, July 10th, 2025. I want to thank a texter who reached out to me, and I just was able to find it. I had trouble finding it because it's not marked very clearly, but it is pretty troubling. Says the text message said, something to look at, a state sale, Keystone Mission, tomorrow, 7-Eleven, 8 West Olive Street, everything a dollar after 1 p.m. in today's paper. So it took me a little time to find it because it doesn't say anything about Keystone Mission. I'll read you the post. It's in the it's in the classified section, page 12 of today's Times Tribune, and it says Scranton estate sale, 25 rooms of merchandise, 8 West Olive Street, Friday, July 11th, 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Industrial steam tables, 3-door industrial refrigerator and freezers, also household refrigerators, washer, dryer, filing cabinets, office desks, chairs, banquet tables, coffee makers, floor scrubbers, chainsaw, air conditioner, holiday items, printers, artwork, cleaning supplies, lamps, folding tables, TVs, new clothing, boxes of socks, blankets, Lucky Brand coats, sweepers, air purifiers, microwaves, camping items, radios, keyboards, paper supplies, gas grill, and tons of other items. Bring a truck. 11:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. half price. Last half hour, everything is $1. It has a contact here. And 8 West Olive Street is the Keystone Mission. There were hundreds of thousands of dollars donated to the Keystone Mission. And there seems to be an estate sale at the Scranton location, 8 West Olive Street, tomorrow. Now, it says nothing about Keystone Mission. There appears to be using an auctioneer for the estate sale because it has a name and says 30 years of experience and a number. Both the city of Scranton, I know the city of Wilkes-Barre, the counties have given hundreds of thousands of dollars to Keystone Mission. First, I'm hearing about it, and if it wasn't for a texter, I wouldn't have known about it. And like I said, when you look at the estate sale, unless you put two and two together with the address, 8 West Olive Street, and when you look at 8 West Olive Street in Scranton, it is, in fact, Keystone Mission. And if you listen to the items there, they could very well be applied to the homeless population that Keystone Mission was servicing. So a Scranton estate sale, 25 rooms of merchandise, 8 West Olive Street, again, industrial steam tables, 3-door industrial refrigerator and freezers, household refrigerators, washer, dryer, filing cabinets, office desk chairs, banquet tables, coffee makers, floor scrubbers, chainsaw, air conditioners, holiday items, printers, artwork, cleaning supplies, lamps, folding tables, TVs, new clothing, boxes of socks, blankets, Lucky Brand coats, sweepers. It says new clothing. People donated to this organization. And they're selling in an estate sale the items meant for our homeless. Blankets. Lucky Brand coats, new clothing, boxes of socks, camping items, TVs, clothings, industrial steam tables to serve food to the homeless, 3-door industrial refrigerator and freezers to hold food for the homeless. Anybody know about this? Did anybody have any inkling on this? Is there anybody out there from city, county, state government that's been involved with the Keystone Mission and them downsizing, now having an estate sale. And again, the ad does not say anything about Keystone Mission, but it says 8 West Olive Street. And if you look at the items there, you could put those things together. And where does the finances go? And again, everything's half price after 11 o'clock, 11:30. The last half hour, everything is a dollar. This is just troubling. Troubling indeed. So if you are in Scranton city government, if you are in Wilkes-Barre city government, I know there's been a lot of talk going on since the information came about Keystone Mission. And again, it's in today's paper. And if it wasn't for a texter highlighting it for me, they said that they were making arrangements for their homeless population. Shouldn't this stuff go to those entities that are taking their homeless population? Shouldn't, I mean, we're talking hundreds of thousands of dollars in grants that were given to this organization, and they're selling and an estate sale. The assets they bought for the homeless, to use for the homeless. See what we can find out. But it's just aggravating. Aggravating indeed. And I know there's a lot of people who listen to this show. And if you have further information on it, please reach out to me, especially if you're an official with either Wilkes-Barre, Luzerne, Lackawanna, or Scranton government, because this just didn't happen. This is obviously planned. They're running an ad in today's paper. And it's interesting, the ad kind of falls under the radar. But kudos to the listener who put two and two together and pointed me in this direction. So the story I was going to talk about while I was trying to find this information, again, I had trouble. And if you're looking for that estate sale notice, like I said, it's in the classifieds in today's Times Tribune, Scranton Times Tribune. Page 12, it's all in black on the bottom right-hand corner. So you can see it for yourself. So the story's been going around where the Secret Service has suspended six agents assigned to protect Trump during the Butler assassination attempt. My question here is, what took so long? Anyone who's been involved with an executive protection, anyone who's seen the cluster that this was, needs to realize that people probably should have been fired. The fact suspensions go from 12 days, I think, to 40, it's 40 days. It goes from anything from agents in charge to line agents. It's not going to mention specifics because this is a personnel issue. I think watching some of the video that we've all seen from that day where this was I watched this live. This happened in front of us all. And if you go through it, it's amazing what happened that day, that it was allowed to happen, that line of sights, the advanced teams, the snipers that did and didn't act. These things take time. I do get that. And they go through a process. I do get that. I think people rose to the occasion here, one of them now being in the head of the Secret Service, who was on Donald Trump in seconds when those shots rang out. And others will probably never be in a dignitary protection detail again. And that's a good thing. Unfortunately, it took what it took at this event. I'm trained in dignitary protection. I've done dignitary protection in New York when I was there. I've done private protection after the fact. Secret Service are some of the best that's out there. But when you do not focus on being the best, training to be the best, and you have to realize, and when this happened, if you recall when I talked about it, because we were on the air that Monday, you have Secret Service snipers that practice day in and day out. They are very good at what they do. But the reality is, when in our lifetimes has a sniper had to actually pull the trigger on a human subject? It's all paper targets. It's all training. And seconds count. Milliseconds count. We did see that. 8 shots came off from this bad guy. And thankfully, he was neutralized, but not after there were 2 deaths and multiple injuries, including the future president or then presidential candidate. The Secret Service has its policies and procedures. They have protections for their agents, and I'm sure they're following them. These things do take time. Anyone who's been involved with an internal investigation in any law enforcement unit, these things just do not happen overnight. Actually, having a rash judgment is worse than having no judgment at all. Hopefully, they follow through with this. There probably, and I know there are because it says it in the story, appeal processes that these agents do have, if they avail themselves to it or not. My guess would be they don't. Anything from a 12 to a 40-day suspension and being able to keep your job, even if you may be in an assignment you no longer like, was probably lenient in anyone's terms, the fact that loss of life did occur. I mean, within what, under 2 weeks, the then acting head of the Secret Service resigned, as they should have. You have a primary principal, which would be the candidate for president here, Donald Trump, get wounded, even in the slightest, and individuals die under your watch in a controlled, or what should have been a controlled environment, you should no longer have a job. That's just the way it goes. And that would happen for anybody. And I would say that for anybody. It's just the way it is. So no surprise that they suspended 6 agents. No surprise it did take this long. You know, we're coming up on a year now. I think a lot of us knew there would be disciplinary action. Quite honestly, I thought termination would probably result in at least some of the people who signed off on the advanced and didn't flag certain areas. But I'm not the one doing the investigation. I do not have all the information in front of me. So I trust it's in the right hands. I trust you now have 2 sets of eyes, the former administration, Secret Service regime, and now this leadership at the Secret Service. So I don't tend to question it. And I think holding people accountable is always a good thing. Learning from the mistakes is a good thing. And hopefully that's what's being done. It's 522 here at WILK. It's time for 2020 traffic and weather together. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. I got a couple of messages out to individuals to find out a little bit more on this estate sale at what is the address to Keystone Mission in Scranton, to see if I can get any further information on, or if anybody has any further information on it. But we're going to look into that for you. Let me go to the phone now. We have Frank from Old Forge. Frank.
Rob, the taxpayer is getting beat up pretty bad. We pay for fraud, waste, abuse. You know, you're talking about the Secret Service, right? That should have never happened. Then we're talking about the Keystone Mission. Like, is government nothing but a clearinghouse for taxpayer dollars? Like, the faster the tax money comes in, they just blow it out the door. USAID funding, illegals coming into the Evoque Airport. So, like, this is just... If the United States was Walmart, customers wouldn't come back because you're not getting anything near for what you pay.
No, not at all. And if somebody is, it's not you or I.
Yeah, and we can't leave. We have to still keep buying. It's terrible. But one thing, right? Authorities, you can't audit an authority. So when you were talking about the rail authority before, trillions of taxpayer dollars can go in there, and nobody has to tell you anything about them, just like the Wyoming Valley Sewer Authority and you know, this thing that Pennsylvania American Water Company is running, that is BlackRock, that's this major stockholder in Pennsylvania American Water Company. Now they're going into allegedly rain tax authorities. They're going to start the stormwater authority. Like, you'll pay, and you'll have no right to question it. And the PUC is not on our side either, Rob. So we're taking a huge beating here, and it doesn't look good.
Nope. Tax and spend. It seems both sides seem to be very good at that. So hopefully something's reined in sooner or later. Or listen, we just implode and then hopefully start better from scratch.
Or we can go to that auction tomorrow and spend a few bucks and try to recoup some of our money. Maybe buy one of those big freezers and resell it to an upstart restaurant business that's coming to Scranton.
Well, you have to think, who's going to be available on a working day on a Friday between 8:30 in the morning? And notice was just, I mean, I'm just finding it today. I don't know how, if it was put in earlier, how many days notice there was. But, you know, between 8:30 and 11:30, you know, your time to bid on these things. And then after that, everything's half price. And then after that, everything's just a dollar. You know, who do you think's going to be there? And, you know, I implore somebody, if they are available, to go down there with some eyes and maybe take some pictures of who is buying this stuff. Because
who's bidding? Who's working, right?
Even in the article, it said, bring a truck. So who's going to be there with truck ready?
Hey, maybe I'll show up. Who knows?
Yeah, it wouldn't be a bad idea to see who's on the inside on this.
Yep.
All right, Frank, thanks, I appreciate Rob. You checking Take in. Care. Thank Bye-bye. You. It's 5:30 here at WILK. It's time for the news with Paul Michaels. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. Still trying to get you some answers from this estate sale that's taking place at 8 West Olive Street, which is Keystone Mission in Scranton, to see what the story is. And I'm, you know, I have a couple of messages out. I have not gotten any return, so we'll try and keep you up to date the best we can. Did you see this tunnel collapse in California, in L.A., nonetheless? Like, they don't have enough on their plate. 31 California workers have been rescued after a tunnel collapse trapped them 300 feet below, L.A. officials said. 31 construction workers were rescued when an underground industrial tunnel they were working on collapsed Wednesday night. The workers were inside the tunnel, 300 to 400 feet below the surface, just before 8 p.m. when the collapse occurred, according to the Los Angeles Fire Department. A 12 to 15-foot mound of dirt separated some of the workers from the main group in the 18-foot diameter underground shaft in the Wilmington neighborhood. The trapped workers managed to climb over the tall barrier to regroup with the others in the tunnel. Officials are unsure how large the collapse was and didn't release its cause. The workers took turns taking shaft carts back to the only entry access point to the tunnel, 5 to 6 miles from the site of the collapse. Cranes were used to hoist workers to the surface around 10 p.m., Over 100 first responders were at the scene to meet and feed the crew and conduct medical evaluations. There were no signs of visible injuries as per the fire department at the scene. Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass was on the scene speaking with several of the rescued workers hour after the collapse. I spoke to many of the workers who were trapped. Thank you for all the brave first responders who acted immediately. You are LA's true heroes, she wrote on X. The tunnel was being constructed for municipal waste management, part of a $630.5 million Los Angeles affluent outfall tunnel. The tunnel project was greenlit in April of 2019. The construction on the shaft's opening began in 2020. Mining officially began on the main tunnel in January of 2022. It is planned to stretch 7 miles from the Carson shaft site to the Royal Palms Beach, according to the L.A. County Sanitation District Clearwater Project. The goal of the project is to update the aging infrastructure built in 1937 and 1958, make the sewage system more efficient in the earthquake-prone area, and update the capacity of the current tunnels can hold. Thankfully, all individuals were rescued, and no apparent injuries even took place. So that's a good thing. 31 California workers were stuck in that tunnel for a bit there. So that's some harrowing times there. And thankfully, the first responders in LA are some of the best, and were able to deal with this. And they had the equipment on hand to basically crane them out. It's basically what it is a mobile elevator that holds about five or six of them at a time. It's a big steel box with a door connected to a crane that they're able to lower down, get them in, get them out. And that's what took place. So thankfully, no injuries. And thankfully, the collapse was just, it appears at this time, just dirt. So good news coming out of LA. I think they've had enough of some bad news out there as it is. There was also a Microsoft issue with their email server today. Tens of, if not hundreds of thousands of people were having an issue. It seems to be resolved at this point, but there has been no cause for that. So if you have a Microsoft Outlook and you had some issues with your emails today, your corporate emails or whatever you use, it's a known issue for Microsoft that they were dealing with, and it was pretty widespread. So you were one of many. And again, no real cause at this point. When you hear things like that, you got to write now. This day and age, we go right to nefarious reasons. Was there some sort of cyber attack? Was it some sort of nefarious issue targeting it? Or was it just a power failure in the wrong place at the wrong time or whatever it may be? But that's not a bad precaution to take place. And when things like this happen, it's always good practice to maybe change your passwords and do things to protect yourself. It is 5:40 here at WILK. Time for 2020 traffic and weather together. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. 5:45 here on this Thursday, July 10th, 2025. Tomorrow, 7-Eleven. We used to have a good time with that in New York City when I was growing up. We used to go to a 7-Eleven and basically have a tailgate in their parking lot on 7-Eleven. Now 7-Eleven's back. Well, then and now in New York, used to sell beers and food and everything else you needed. So it was a interesting evening as a New York City youth or young adult or whatever we considered ourselves at that in 1920, 17, 18, who knows. Hopefully, as we wind things down here, you're doing the same at home. Jake, you'll get a kick out of this last story we have here. And I had to read it a couple times because, this day and age, nothing surprises me. But a rock band with more than 1 million Spotify listeners, a rock band with over 1 million listeners, not downloads, listeners, reveals it's entirely AI generated, down to the musicians themselves. The music, the pictures, everything is AI. They don't exist.
That's fascinating and scary at the same time.
I mean, they have 1 million listeners. No one researched. No one said, hey, let me find out a little bit more about this group. Where can I go see them? A fresh new rock band that quickly shot to Spotify's top ranks announced that it's actually wholly generated by artificial intelligence. Just 1 month after its celebrated debut album earned 1 million listeners, the 60s-inspired rock and roll band, The Velvet Sundown, revealed on Saturday that nothing about it is real after fans of the up-and-coming artist noticed that there were virtually no traces of any of the people associated with it online. The debut album, Floating on Echoes, was released on June 5th to mass appeal online. The most popular song on the album, pro-peace folk rock song Dust in the Wind, clinched a number one spot for Spotify Daily Viral 50 chart in Britain, Norway, and Sweden between June 29th and July 1st. All while the 1 million monthly listeners who started following The Velvet Sundown had no idea they were just listening to a mass of artificial intelligence made by fake musicians. The photos of the band shared online and featured on the album cover were unnaturally smooth and matte, and the guitarist's hand was wonky with fused fingers gripping his instrument, the classic hallmark of an AI-generated image. The band's lyrics, too, were a perfect mesh of generic anti-war sentiment and other cliches, like nothing lasts forever but the earth and the sky, it slips away, and all your money won't buy another minute. The folk rock stars, folk being fake, were also pumping out new albums scarily and inhumanely fast, releasing two in June alone and another set for mid-July. The band's finally revealed its secret over the weekend. Well, there is no band. I mean, they're fake. It's AI. It's a creator. It's a code writer. The update on Spotify biography Saturday by to reflect the AI twist, assuring that the product hadn't been trying to bamboozle the audience. You think? The Velvet Sundown is a synthetic music project guided by human creative direction and composed, voiced, and visualized with the support of artificial intelligence. This isn't a trick. This is a mirror, an ongoing artistic provocation designed to challenge the boundaries of authorship, identity, and future of music itself in the AI generation, the biography reads. Not for nothing, somebody should go to wherever the digital studios is that created this, take a real-ass guitar and smash the hell out of the place. Say, this is what music's about, bud. We're going to kick some things over. We're going to smash some things. We're going to throw some couches out of your balcony window. That's what rock and roll's about. Jake, what do you think about this whole thing?
Am I going to have to do a new promo 2 days in a row?
Right. Right. Think of the millions of fans out there that I'd be pissed off, especially if I was digging the band. Like if a new band came out and, you know, this is like a 60s, 70s type rock band. I mean, this is like, I mean, I know you like this music, but it's like your dad's generation, you know, my generation. You know, this stuff's pretty cool. Where'd these guys come from? And then you start digging it.
I can't repeat what my dad would say.
After he found out it was AI? Don't tell him the story, man. I mean, if he's probably listening, right?
Yeah. More than likely.
He's probably breaking something right now with a guitar. It's disgusting. And the fact they kind of left it out there, and, I mean, they had to know it would come to light sooner or later. But, I mean, that statement that I just read from them is garbage. I mean, this is looking in a mirror. It's a artistic. Shut up. Shut up. Some computer named Fred made this band for you. My wife likes when I name things, so the computer AI that the idiot used. I want to know who the programmers are. I want to see them, because that will make the whole thing real funny. Watch them ultra nerds that... Not that there's anything wrong with that, you know. What do they do as far as money? I mean, any revenue that was made? I mean, it was all a hoax. People are going to sue for emotional distress. I guarantee it. This is the kind of life we live in. I got a question for Keith Figure tomorrow. What happens when an AI band comes to me? But some people who had seen through the band's ploy early tried to take advantage of its viral success before the truth came out. A Quebec-based web safety expert posed as a spokesperson for the Velvet Sundown under the pseudonym Andrew Freeland, which translates to Hornet in French, and even slid false information to Rolling Stone magazine about its supposed clients. But the man behind Freeland quickly confessed that he was just trying to troll people online. It's unclear if Velvet Sundown will face any backlash from Spotify or any other platforms where it may be eligible to stream for streaming revenue. Starting July 17th, YouTube announced that it would be cutting all monetization, including advertisements, for any content generated by AI. In late June, popular YouTuber MrBeast announced a tool that would use AI to make thumbnails for videos. He quickly removed it after receiving backlash for supporting an artificial intelligence engine, which often requires massive amounts of energy that would steadily offset his years of environmental work and reforestation efforts. See, that I really don't care about. Use AI all you want, but at least be honest with people. And it's good YouTube, you know, took a stance here. I could see Spotify, you know, demanding any revenue or whatever back. You know, it was all done under false pretenses. And people take their music serious. But, I mean, I guess we knew this was coming. I guess it was the writing was on the wall that this is part of the future of AI. But you think you'd be upfront about it. Hey, it's an artificial intelligence test case. But to kind of float it out there to where it's in the top plays, a million listeners, and it's starting to gain traction, and then you find out the whole thing's a hoax. I don't know, folks. That's just not for me. But somebody says my first computer was named Fred. See, we're on the right page here. Somebody said, I had a friend who loved calamari before he found out it was squid. Do your research, especially in this day and age. I like that analogy. I might have to take that, but I'll give you credit for it. Somebody's asking me about cloud seeding. Listen, I have trouble tying my shoes some days. I'm not worried about cloud seeding. But who knows? I hear it's a thing. I don't know it's a thing. We'll see. It's towards the end of the day. It's getting towards the end of the week. Tomorrow's Friday, and it's 7-Eleven Friday. So, see, we don't have 7-Elevens here, Jake. There's no 7-Elevens that you know of, do you, around here?
Not that I could think of.
Yeah, I think they're down southern Pennsylvania towards Philly more, and then definitely in Jersey. But then you have the Wawas as well. 7-Elevens, used to be the only game in town. Back, you know, when I was a teenager and kid, but even the screens are resetting in here. It's look at it, technical genius of Odyssey. We have a technical screen in front of us that gives me weather, gives me all on air mics, gives us when an EAS comes up,
and it just crapped out.
I got the spinning wheel of death here. The AI is hacking me as we speak because I mean, how do you really know I'm me? You don't. Yes, you do, because Jake's here. And Jake wouldn't lie to anybody, so that's just the way it is. Dun, dun, dun,
dun, dun, dun, dun, dun. My dad said he wants that to be his ringtone now.
He wants that to be his ringtone. See, we have to have some fun here and there. Other than that, looking at some text messages coming in, make sure I didn't miss anything. I did read all the text messages, even if I didn't answer you. I did read them. Briggs Farm Blues Festival in Nescopeck this weekend. That's pretty much it. I don't even know what time it is because my screen's totally black now. You know, I should miss their commercial breaks and everything because this is the type of equipment they give me. Stop it! Oh, we'll be back with the Rob O'Donnell Show in just a minute to wind it down. This is the problems of a radio guy, I guess. Well, that's it for the Rob O'Donnell Show on this Thursday, July 10th, 2025. It is 86 degrees. It's supposed to be humid, cloudy. We'll see what's going on today. I did not get any I did get one message back, but it basically said that they've provided no funding for the Keystone Mission. So it was one of my questions to an entity. But I did put some other messages out that did not get returned on, you know, what's going on with this estate sale at what is the location, one of the locations of the Keystone Mission in Scranton, 8 West Olive Street, tomorrow taking place from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m., from 11:30 to 12:30, things are half price. In the last half hour, everything's a dollar. But they're basically selling a lot of stuff, and I just looked at their donation page. They're still taking donations. They're still operating, and there's nothing in there that says anything about an estate sale. And also, their last press release was in 2024, so I guess we have that. It's coming up on 6 o'clock. We'll be here tomorrow. It's Friday. We'll make a good day about it. You know how we like to do Fridays, right? Sure you do, because you listen. And like I say, the ones that don't like me listen even more. Other than that, God bless. Be safe. We'll see you tomorrow.